Hi, this is James Denman, Assistant Site Editor at SearchSOA.com. Today I'm speaking with Rob Davies. Rob is the CTO of FuseSource, which is a spin-off of Progress Software and focuses on open-source Apache solutions. Rob is also one of the authors of Apache MQ in Action, which is going to be available from Manning Press in December. Rob, would you mind starting off with a quick overview of the book?
Well, we start quite slowly in the initial chapter. For the initial two chapters, really, we go through actually what you can do with Active MQ. We also talk a bit about the JMS specification. So we have a lot of people who use it from Java, they use Enterprise Java, and if you're using Enterprise Java, the Java Message Service is quite familiar. It's part of JEE. And then we start looking at more advanced use cases, We cover things like how to deploy ActiveMQ in different environments, in application servers, and security. And we look at different aspects. So you can use ActiveMQ not just from Java, but there's a whole range of different clients that we support and different protocols, and we talk about those as well. And then we get into more advanced use cases around, okay, how do you provide high availability for ActiveMQ? How do you get networks? And networks are how we link different ActiveMQ brokers together. I mean, how do you make ActiveMQ perform? And that's dependent as well on what you're trying to do. So performance in particular is you always have to make trade-offs between guaranteed delivery, i.e. your message is always going to get there. You're going to have high availability at the brokers and on the client side against performance. And there's trade-offs you can make through there. And then at the end of the book, we talk about how to administer, manage ActiveMQ. So there's, in each chapter through the book, we also provide examples. So we hope that the book delivers a comprehensive kind of recipe of best use cases to best usage for ActiveMQ to get people started. And from the feedback we've got, that seems to be the case. ActiveMQ in Action being a Manning book, Manning is always very keen about having feedback to the authors at every stage through the process of writing. That starts off right from actually from the concept of a book to how what the content is going to be, how that's structured. And the good thing as well from writing a book with Manning is they have active user forums, and where we get a lot of feedback as well from people actually reading the book. They may have questions, they may have ideas about how we could improve the content. So it's been educational for the authors as well as for the readers, hopefully.
That's really cool. So what's the most interesting thing you've learned through that whole process?
We've come from a viewpoint of actually developing a system, developing ActiveMQ. It's to have the feedback from people actually trying to use this. And sometimes you get people who use this in slightly different ways to what you'd expect them to do. And then you have to think about, well, why are they using it that way? Have we not explained something well enough for them to understand it? Maybe the best path is to do something slightly different. So, I mean, the thing which is really stuck with me is actually it's really good to constantly step back from what you're trying to do and look at the bigger picture and see if you've provided enough information or the ActiveMQ is actually clear enough, or any project you're working on is clear enough for people to grab and understand and start using the way you intended it to be used. So for moving forward with any software we do, I think the message to take away is get the feedback as early as possible all the time so you can improve the experience for not only for the users but also for yourself in developing software too.
Are there common hurdles that people always have when they're getting started with messaging?
I think there is, yes. I mean, messaging as a domain can be quite complex, especially as it covers such a wide range of different use cases. And something that we see generally with ActiveMQ, and it does apply to other messaging systems, is that when you look at all the different things you can do with messaging, at first glance, it it can be daunting. Because what you have when you have a messaging system is a toolkit you can do lots of different things with. It's like a big Swiss Army knife. And sometimes, because you can do the same thing in multiple different ways, it means that to actually decide on the right architecture to use the messaging and then to use the different features of the messaging can be a bit daunting. So, for example, there are different constructs inside messaging which you can break down into basically using queues or using publish-subscribe. And that's different semantics about how messages are sent and how they're consumed. I mean, if you overlay on top of that, then you might want to have high availability. And there's different ways of providing high availability inside the messaging. And then you might want to have store and forge. You might want to have your messages go to more than one location, geographical location. So some messages you might want to, say, go to London. Other messages you might want to go to New York, etc. I mean, how do you route those messages to get to those locations? So you can see quite quickly, once you get outside an initial use case of using messaging to for applications to talk to each other, when you then look at probably the ultimate goals of where you're trying to get to, it can get quite confusing about the best way to actually reach that end goal. And hopefully we help people along that path with the book, Active MQ in Action.
And I know that FuSource is your company, and you've just become your own independent entity, spun off from Progress. That's got to be exciting for you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, FuSource has been part of Progress Software for the last couple of years, and we've been doing open source professional subscriptions, support, training around four different Apache projects, and we also provide management tools around these Apache projects. Apache projects being Apache ActiveMQ, ServiceMix, Camel, and CXF. And together they form this this integrated solution for people to do application integration at an enterprise scale. So the thing that we're really excited about from having independence from Progress is that we now have more control about how we go to market and the direction in which we can take our products. And when I say products, I also mean that FuSource itself produces products around the Apache projects that we produce. So FuSource itself is still going to be a legal entity which is 100% owned by Progress Software, but what they've done in making it separate legally, they've given it the structure as an independent company, so they still see it strategically important to what they want to do, but they realize that we have to have our own way of going to market, our own business model, and they're happy for us to go ahead and grow that business because we've been so successful over the last few years with Progress and before with Iona. And we do have some very big customers in the enterprise space, so we have been successful. So I think that's a really good, compelling story about the success of using Apache projects, and in particular ActiveMQ and ServiceMix and Camel.
Awesome. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Hey, no problem, James. Good to talk to you.